Circuit Court Judge Susan Souder dismissed a speed camera ticket and issued an opinion that suggests that contract with Xerox is somehow inappropriate, illegal, and questionable. Where does that stand? What's the county's response to that?
Despite ample testimony in that particular case by Baltimore County police officers that the county operated the speed camera program, the judge zeroed in on one sentence in the contract that actually dealt with maintenance, installation and maintenance of the cameras, and indicated that you could read that particular sentence to think that the company was running the program. And if the company's running the program, then they may not receive a per-ticket remuneration for that individual ticket. In Baltimore County, that is not what happens. The company, Xerox, installs and maintains the cameras, but the cameras are operated, reviewed, every ticket reviewed, every ticket that is issued comes through the police department. So the entire program is run by the Baltimore County Police Department. As it would be in this particular case, we were actually in the process of extending the contract. They have renewals with Xerox to install and maintain the cameras in Baltimore County. And what we've done is we've just gone back in and just cleaned up that section to make it clearer that what Xerox does is install and maintain the programs, but the actual operation of the speed camera program is done by the Baltimore County Police Department. And we think that will clear up any misunderstanding going forward.
You're denying in categorical terms that there is a bounty system in place that would pertain to Baltimore County, right?
Absolutely. Xerox has nothing to do with the operation of the Baltimore County program. The program is operated by Baltimore County police officers. Baltimore County police officers testified in this particular case that they operate the program. So the operation of this program has never been in question. It's clearly operated by the Baltimore County Police Department.
The company Xerox does receive a portion of each citation that's issued, correct?
Right.
And would that suggest that it's sort of a backdoor bounty system?
No, not at all. Again, because they have no input whatsoever as to what ticket is issued and what ticket is valid. And I think, again, that people, I think, have come to understand. I mean, every reaction we get out in the community, if we get anything, we get communities demanding more cameras because we know they work. I mean, our cameras are in school zones only, and we know we can see, you can stand on those corners and see that traffic has slowed down. We've said all along we'd be delighted to issue no tickets. For us, this is about public safety, has nothing to do with revenue. So we would hope that people would know where the cameras are. We publicize where the cameras are. We put it on the website. So we want everyone to know where they are around these schools to slow down. So we think this is a non-issue going forward.
So you would not be encouraging to those who would be questioning their citations that they could potentially challenge it on the basis of Judge Souder's ruling, right?
Listen, people are welcome to challenge whatever ticket they'd like to challenge. You know, this is America. You're certainly free to do that. But we're confident that our speed camera program meets all the provisions of the law. We think there's absolutely no doubt that it's operated by the Baltimore County Police Department. And we don't even think that's a question. And again, in this particular case, police officers were very clear in their testimony that was the case. But the judge pointed to a section dealing with maintenance and installation, and she thought that was confusing. As I said, we have since clarified that section, so we think it's a non-issue going forward.